look at that. We'll get to it eventually, believe it or not, here when I get started. Joshua chapter 4. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this time that we have to be here today. We do thank you, Father, for this day where we set aside to remember those who have given their lives, Father, who paid the utmost price that we might be able to enjoy freedom. And we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave us a freedom from sin. And Father, we know that that's so important too. We just pray that you will guide us through this service, Father, that you will open our hearts and our ears, that we might listen as you speak to us. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, the Navy has built a new fleet of ships. They are going to have 5 in the fleet when they get finished with it. It's capable of carrying 360 sailors on board as the crew and capable of carrying 600 Marines on it, where they can make assault landings from helicopter and landing craft. One of those is named the USS New York. It's named that because in the building of the ship, 24 tons of steel that were claimed out of the wreckage of 9/11 for the Twin Towers was melted down and put in and made into the bow of that ship. The motto of the ship is never forget. Never forget. You know, sometimes we're awful easy to forget the things that are really important, aren't we? But that's what Memorial Day is all about. Memorial Day is about never forgetting those men and women who have gone and who have given their life that we might be able to enjoy the freedom that we had. Those who paid the ultimate price, the supreme price, that they gave their life. And we're so thankful for all of those who served, who did not give their life but yet put their life on the line every day that they were out there defending our freedom. Memorial Day is a time when we think about those people who've gone before. It actually originated in Waterloo, New York, they say, or at least they get the credit for it. There's a place in Pennsylvania that claims credit as well. But it began that first time there as a time when they would come and remember their loved ones who died in the Civil War. So they came and they put flowers upon the grave. And it grew from that, and it got bigger and bigger until finally it was proclaimed through Congress that we should set aside this day to remember those people, those who gave their life, starting with the Civil War, actually going back before that to 1776. And actually every confrontation and war that we've had since 1776, they have a national reminder for it. It reminds us of that. There are things that we should never forget. When we think about Memorial Day, we think about that time that we think of the past and those things have gone on. But not only is it a time to think of the past and what's been given to us, but it's also a time to plan for the future. It's a time to pass on generation after generation, passing on the love that we have for our country and the appreciation we have for those who've gone and those who have served. Abraham Lincoln, on his way to Gettysburg, he was going there on the train. He wrote the Gettysburg Address, a very short and simple address that overshadowed the hours that everyone else spoke. But on that, he said that he wondered in his heart as he headed to Gettysburg to declare a part of that battlefield as a memorial, as a cemetery for the thousands who died. He said, "I wondered if I would possibly be the last president of the United States of America." Because the fact of our union, it hung in the balance then in the Civil War. Would there continue to be a country as the country is divided and as the country began to fight with one another? And in the Gettysburg Address, he wrote these words. We're not going to read all of it, but just this excerpt from it. He says that from these honored dead, that we take increased devotion to that cause which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That's their life. They gave the last full measure of devotion, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. A new birth of freedom. Freedom that we're able to have today. Little did he know in that time that this nation would come back together and this nation would come together to fight those enemies that we have fought all throughout the world, who've come and did everything that they possibly could to take away our freedom. And today, the danger is no less than it has ever been. In fact, it's probably even greater today than it ever has been. And we have men and women stationed throughout this world who are there ready to lay their lives on the line. We probably have some every day who do give their life. And as Craig said, think of all the martyrs who are giving their life for Christianity or fighting in this war as well. A war with Islam, a war with all of the Antichrist thing, a war with Satan himself is what it is, as we fight, as they do everything they can to destroy our Christian belief. So Memorial Day, it's a time to honor those who paid the supreme price, those who have given a sacrifice that we might be able to have that freedom. This is what happened in Joshua chapter 4. The people were ready to move over and to go into the promised land. And God instructed them, he said, I want you to remember this day. Remember what has happened. So look at verse 1 there, if you would, in Joshua 4. And it came to pass, when all of the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and you shall leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. And then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this that may be a sign among you. And when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What meant ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. He said, make a memorial to this. What? The great thing that God has done. He says, I don't want the children to ever forget that. I want them always to remember on this day. And so Joshua does just as he said. He calls the people out. He says, we're going to make a memorial. We want 12 stones in there, one each representing the 12 tribes of Israel. This memorial will be there when our children come and when our children look at it and they ask, we can tell them about the involvement of God in our great nation, what God did for us, how God provided for us, how God protected us, how we had God's presence in the 40 years that we wandered in the wilderness because of our sin. God never abandoned us, and God stayed with us. And he says, this monument, it will be there so that everyone looking at this will know God founded this nation. You know, we've got some great memorials, too, that we look at, great memorials that are being under attack every day. These things are being built, and they were built not for the generation in which they were built, just like this memorial was not built. You don't build a memorial for one era. You build a memorial to rest so that people might look back. And as they look back, they're able to see and remember the triumphs that were there. They're able to see and remember the sacrifices that were made so that that memorial might have been erected. So that's what Joshua said. We're going to build it, he said, for the future. We're going to build it to let our children know God stood with us and God founded this nation. I don't think there's any question about what God founded America. It was an idea, I think, put in the hearts and in the minds of those people who came here in the very beginning to establish this nation. They came seeking a religious freedom, not a freedom from religion, but a religious freedom. But you see, the problem is that we've got, just like Israel had, Israel forgot. They forgot the memorial. Israel forgot God. And when a nation becomes ungodly and it forgets God, a nation then is calling for the judgment of God to come down upon that nation. And that's what happened. God's judgment came down upon Israel. over and over and over again. It did that. The book of Judges goes on to tell us about the nation of Israel, that they got to the point there in the 17th chapter, it said that every man did what was right in his own eyes. Boy, that's a description of where we've gone in America, isn't it? Every man wants to do what's right in his own eyes. He doesn't want to do what's right in God's eyes. And yet we find today that as we look around at Christianity, we must always remember Christianity is one generation away from extinction. One generation away from not even existing anymore. And America could be the example for that in the direction that we find that we're going. Think how we've drifted here in this nation. Think how we've drifted away from God. We started drifting, but now it seems as though we've jumped into the waterfall. We're going full blast. We have abandoned our foundations upon which this nation was built. And that was the foundation upon the Christian principle and the love of God and serving God. We were built on a good rock foundation, and our forefathers saw that we were built on a rock foundation. And yet somehow or the other today, we find that we're building not on a rock foundation, but we're building on sand in America. And the Bible tells us what happens when you build on sand. It's not going to stand. One day it's going to come, and one day it's going to collapse. And we see more and more of our freedoms every day that are taken away from us. We see more and more of our nation turning against the God that established us and the God that set us up as a nation. And we have to look around. And you know, we need to be concerned. We need to be the generation that is concerned. We need to be the generation that says, we're not going to stand for them to remove all of the landmarks and the memorial so that our children will never have anything to look at and to even ask a question. What is that memorial? And we can tell them it's the memorial to a great God who founded a great nation. You see, we're today, we've become so politically correct. We've become so to the point that we're willing to do anything in this nation to appease atheists and Muslims. And that's the main group. We don't want to offend them. So therefore, we'll tear down the memorials if we need to. Therefore, we'll never mention God. Therefore, we'll never mention Jesus Christ. And it is their aim that we not do that. And we're moving closer and closer in that direction. We're tearing down the foundations that we've got, the foundations that these men and women are fighting for around the world and that they have continued to fight for since 1776. And we're allowing those foundations to be ripped out and those foundations to be torn down. Think where we've gone in America. We look all the way back, right around in the 1960s. Our Constitution and our laws had been good enough for about 200 years. But all of a sudden, a Supreme Court, headed up by liberals, comes in and says, you know, those guys were wrong. This is the way it needs to be. So in 1962, we took out prayer out of the schools in public places. 1963, we took out the Bible. In 1980, we tore down all of the Ten Commandments. We take our Christian holidays today, and if you'll notice, nothing about Christianity can be referred to in the Christian holidays publicly. We sanction abortion today, where we're losing millions of babies. The most unsafe place for a child in America is in the womb of its mother. The rates are getting higher and higher and higher about the abortion, and we sanction that. We take same-sex marriage, which has come, and God says is an abomination to him, and we're having it forced down our throat, and it is pushed down our throat today. Why? We've forgotten. We've forgotten. We've forgotten the memorials. We've forgotten who established those memorials. We have forgotten God. We were one nation under God, Abraham Lincoln said. We have that in our pledge to allegiance. One nation under God. I saw the other day where Pepsi Cola has come out with a commemorative Pepsi Cola can, got the pledge to the flag on it, but they left out under God in that because they didn't want to offend anybody. Well, it should have offended about 170 million people in America that are professing to be Christian. It should have offended them when they left it out. and it should be offended them to the point where we stand up and we make a difference. But you see, we don't. We continue to put in the same people, and we continue to elect them back, and we continue to have it rammed down our throat that we're getting further and further and further away from being a Christian nation. Just imagine 800 years before Jesus came, and a father and son are walking down the road, and they look, and here's the 12 stones. The memorial is there. The son asks his father, "Dad, what is that?" And his father sits down and tells him, "Son, let me tell you. Let me tell you about our nation. Let me tell you how God founded this nation, how God blessed this nation, how God protected this nation, how God was always there for us in his presence. Let me tell you about that." Are we getting to the point today where we don't have any memorials that our children would even ask about? Do we emphasize to them the importance that God had in our life and in our nation? They're rewriting American history today. You find that over and over again. It's on the news. It comes out where the people are writing the history book. They're leaving out all references to God. They're leaving out all references to Christianity, the very basis upon which we built our nation. They're trying to tear down every memorial to God so that God, it will be as though God does not exist in America. They're rewriting history. And will our young people even have a memorial to look at someday? Our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, will they even recognize how this nation was founded? Not from the history books they're going to be taught in school. They won't. We're going to face more and more of this. We're going to face a rough time. But I think about how rough it's going to be for our children, for our grandchildren, for our great-grandchildren, as this nation continues to move away from Christianity. And it's those groups that come in and get a foothold in America, their one aim is to destroy America. Their one aim is to take away every freedom we've got because they don't represent freedom, and they're growing, and we have a nation that is bending over backwards to accommodate them every day. And yet, we know their ultimate aim is to destroy us and to destroy all Christianity and the freedoms that we have. You know, what's going to happen if a generation at some point doesn't stand up? Will we be the last generation of Christianity? Will it go away? Will no one ever hear about Christianity there? Will no one ever hear about the basic principles that we have? And whether our president, he can come out and say, "We're not a Christian nation. We were founded as a Christian nation. We had our foundation in Christianity. And as long as there's one person in America that's a Christian, we're still a Christian nation because that's the way we were founded. And it's not judged upon how many Muslims that we brought in or how many Buddhists that we brought in or how many people have come into our nation who are anti-Christian. That's not what judges Christianity. It's where you were founded. And our nation was founded upon Christian belief and Christian principle. Are we going to get rid of all this? Yeah. If somebody doesn't stand up somewhere, we are. As long as we have people in America that they can put anything in the world over on us. And they come out and we will turn right around and support those people who took away the freedoms that we find that our men and women have fought for year after year after year and war after war after war. Memorial Day. It's a time to remember, isn't it? It's a time to think back. All of us here can think back. All of us here do know the very basics of what this nation was founded on, but will they know that in another generation? Are we the generation that will be the last one for Christianity? I hope not. I hope not. Will our Christian heritage just disappear from all of the history books? Oh, if the writers today have their way, it will. It'll disappear. And our children will never, ever hear about it. They'll never read the document. And next, the documents that we have will be attacked, that they mention God in them. And sure enough, with a liberal court and with a liberal Congress and a liberal president, they'll all agree, you know, those words need to come out. We don't want to offend anybody. It doesn't matter how many millions, as Craig said, have died fighting for the freedom of America and fighting for those documents, that Constitution that we've got, the Declaration of Independence that we've got. They've laid down their life for that. And yet, watch it, there's a move will be coming to take any reference to God out of that. Where are we going in America? Well, it's a Memorial Day, and we give thanks for those who are protecting us, those who are around the world today fighting for us, and they're fighting that we'll not be attacked from the outside, and the whole time we're crumbling away on the inside. Oh, there's nobody could attack us on the outside and be victorious. We have the armies, we have the Navy, we have the Air Force, we have the Marines, we have the know-how, we have the technology, but all of that protects us from the outside forces, and we crumble away on the inside. That's what's so sad about our nation. The greatest nation on the face of the earth. It had the greatest beginning of any nation on the face of the earth. But how quickly we forget. How quickly we forget. I remember Craig telling a story one Sunday morning about the old man who came every Friday evening down the beach, all stooped over, carrying his bucket, and his bucket was full of shrimp. He came down the eastern coast of Florida over there to an old pier that had just about rotted away, went up on the pier, and the seagulls came from everywhere, and he stood there and fed the seagulls every Friday night. That guy's name was Eddie Rickenbacker. You may remember that name, a war hero. In the war in World War II, he was flying a B-17, Flying Fortress. They got out of radio contact. They were carrying message to General Douglas MacArthur. And they got out of radio contact, and getting out of radio contact, they were running low on fuel, and they ditched the plane in the ocean. They all survived. They got out. They got in their life raft. But they faced an even greater problem then, because 8 days later, they'd run out of food. They had either eaten it or the salt water had destroyed it. Now starvation would be there, because they would be in the water for over a month before they were found. As they sat there one day contemplating what they were going to do, Eddie Rickenbacker said he felt something land on his head. He could see the others as they looked at it. He looked out from under his hat, and he said, "I knew it was a seagull." Slowly he moved his hand, and he caught that seagull. They ate the meat of the seagull. They took the insides of the seagull and used it for fish bait and tied it on a line that was equipped there in the raft. And they were able to catch enough fish with that and continue to use that as bait that they survived for a month. And he never forgot one seagull right in the middle of the ocean where you never saw a seagull. But one came and landed on his head, and he never forgot it. And every Friday, he went down to the pier and he fed the seagulls. How often do we forget what people have done for us, those who've given their life? A seagull gave his life, and these men were able to survive. But how many have given their life for us? Do we forget? It's awfully easy to, and it's real easy to just get taken up in the things that we've got and forget all the price that has been paid by the men and women around this world who are fighting, even as we said and as we speak today, are fighting for our freedom. They're holding on to the thing that we cherish dearly. Let's don't let them down by letting it crumble away from the inside. We're protected from the outside, but let's do our part from the inside as well. Let's stand up and say, listen, we do appreciate that. We appreciate our men and women. We appreciate what they fought for. And let's look back in history and see, what are they fighting for? The great freedoms that we have established by our documents and established in this nation when it was founded. And that Declaration of Independence was written in 1776. But you know, Jesus also died for freedom. While we have the freedom to do as we please, by men who fought for us and women who fought for us, we have a Jesus who one day went to a cross and died upon a cross that we could have another freedom, a freedom from sin. You know, prior to this time that they went over, they had experienced the Passover some 40 years prior to that. They realized that God came down, and God told them at the Passover there in Egypt, he was going to take the life of the firstborn of every family who did not have the blood of the Lamb painted across the doorpost. So he instructed them on how to do the ceremony and how to kill the lamb and where to put the blood. and that Jews did that. And when the death angel came through, it did not strike their homes. Why? Because the blood had been shed. Because the blood had been given. And that's what Jesus did for us on Calvary. He bought our freedom, and he bought it by the shedding of his blood, by the giving of his life. They remembered that. Jesus died for that. There is never freedom without the shedding of blood. You cannot have freedom without the shedding of blood, because there is always someone who has been indoctrinated enough by Satan that will come and try to take away your freedom. And it requires the shedding of blood, the giving of a life. As Abraham Lincoln said, these people, they gave the last full measure of devotion. That's what they did. Those who died on the battlefield, the last full measure of devotion. How much more devoted can you be than that you're willing to lay down your life and that you're willing to give your life for it? These men, he said, did that. And therefore, he was there to bring an address that would bring honor unto them. I hope through every Memorial Day, we'll honor them. And we'll never forget that. And we'll never let someday someone take that part, at least, away from us. But we'll continue to remember. We'll continue to remember our Christian heritage. And we'll never forget the Jesus who died on Calvary, the one who paid the price that we might be free. You see, they gave us freedom through our armed forces. They gave us that. But Jesus gave us a freedom from sin and a freedom from death. Because he said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Isn't that great? Never die, he said. Why? Because we believe in him. It's Memorial Day. We need to remember. But don't just remember. Let's pass it on and make it known to others too, so that our children will always know what it is when they see Memorial Day, and we can tell them what a great event it is. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you so much for the men and women who have died, those who gave their life, Father, those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate devotion. And Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. We just pray if there are those here today who are experiencing the freedom that they have in this nation, but not experiencing the freedom that they could have from sin. We pray that you might speak to them. You might let them know that Jesus gave his life too, that they might be free from sin. And we thank you so much for that. We ask now that you just guide us during this invitation. And Father, we pray that your will might be done. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So we have our